Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding Kilaim Daf Mem Zayin and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. The Gemara says in the top of the Amud, Kerem Shunatura Ibuvia. We learned in the Mishnah that a vineyard needs to be in rows. According to Beit Shammai, it could be one row. According to Basil, it needs to be in two rows. But it has to be in a very orderly fashion, and that's how a vineyard's design is. If the vineyard is Beer Buvia, it's all mixed up, then it's not a vineyard. So says the Gemara, HaChaveres Mechuvan, Chaveres means the trunk. If the trunk of the trees, meaning the ikar, the root of the trees, it is in a straight line, V'anoif Einu Mechuvan, but the leaves are not, the branches are not, HaRezekem, then it is a vineyard. HaNoif Mechuvan, the leaves are in a straight line, V'aKaveres Einu Mechuvan, but the trunk is not in a straight line, Einu Kerem, that's not a vineyard. You have a vineyard. The trees are very thin and they're not in a straight line. But then they became a little wider. They grew. Now in the straight line. I raise a kerem. That is a vineyard. How do you measure if it's in a straight line? You take a string, make a straight line, and you see if it's in the same line. Is tanyo tani mifim? Some say what I care about is the inside part. Between the trees, there it should be a straight line. These Tanya, Tanya Bechutz, another sheet holds, the straight line needs to be towards the outside. It says, well, there's a difference if you measure from the outside or from the inside. Omar Avyoino, Mando Avyoino, the one who says you measure from the inside, Petoich Tefach. That means, as long as they are within one Tefach of each other in a straight line, that's good enough. Because the inside, I don't care so much if it looks like a straight line, as long as it's really one next to each other. But if you're doing the measure on the outside, I mean, where you're looking at how it looks from the outside of the vineyard, it needs to be literally a straight line, which all goes into one string. If you have a vineyard, and then you have one row outside of the vineyard, which is not in the same line as the vineyard. So the vineyard has many rows, they're all in the straight lines, they all sit to be connected together to be one vineyard. Outside of that, there's one shur, there's one row, and that's just a mixture. So then is, noistim lo avoidoso, you plant around that row, the regular avoido of a single vine. How much is the avoido of a single vine? 6 tfochim. So 6 tfochim around that external row, there you cannot plant, but you could plant outside of the 6 tfochim, even though it's not 4 amas. From a vineyard, you need to do a space of 4 amas. Here, that row is not in the same line as the vineyard, that row is considered to be single vines, and you can plant outside of 6 tfochim. Omar B'Yaisi, the Greek comes and explains it. If there's grain planted within 6 tfochim, either to the row or to the vineyard, everything is asur, because within 6 tfochim, you're not allowed to plant. Chutzah shisho, but if it's outside of 6 tfochim from the row, hakfonim mutaris, the row, that external row, is mutar. Ve'akerim asur, but if it's still within 4 amas to the kerim, it's asur. So outside of 6 tfochim from the row, and within 4 amas to the kerim, the row is mutar because it's considered to be a single vine. And the kerim, which is a vineyard, requires 4 amas, and it's asur. So the Moveizu Kerem Dal, Mishnah said that there's a Kerem Dal. What's the Kerem Dal? When you have very few vines, it's a poor vineyard. Says the Gemara, is that a poor vineyard? You know how much work you need to do? It's much more work when you have only a few vines all around the vineyard. It's poor in number of trees and rich in the amount of work that needs to be done for this area. Halacha Beis Zog the Mishnah. If you have a vineyard and the space between the trees is less than 4 amas, Shimon says this whole thing is not a vineyard. Because if it's planted within 4 amas, you're going to come and be oiker it, as the Gemara is going to tell us, you're going to come and uproot it. So therefore, this is not a vineyard at all. We continue in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Chachamim say, Kerem, it is a vineyard. What you look at is you take out the middle vines, you leave out the external vines, and they become a vineyard. Says the Gemara, Omar Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon told Rabbanu, when you say that you look at the middle ones as if they're not here, maybe that's the main vineyard. Meaning, what Rab Shimon is saying to Rabbanu is, how do you know what to uproot? I have here a vineyard. And I have to say, I have to take out some of the trees in order for it to have enough spacing. Which trees you'll take out? Should I take the second tree or this third tree? How do you know what's the main part of the vineyard that needs to remain? So therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, I look at this whole vineyard as if it's not here. Allah B'chananya Hado Omro, the explanation of the Mishnah is, Keshayu Shesh Keneged Shesh. That's when you have six rows. Six rows, Keneged Shesh is Lav Davka. I mean, there were six rows in this vineyard. So then the discussion is, which row should I take out? Should I take out row 1, 3, and 5? Or should I take out 2, 4, and 6 in order to have enough spacing? So that's the Machlekes. Rabbanan say, I take out the second one. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't even know what to take out. If you have only 5 rows, so then it's pretty clear, pretty obvious. You leave 1, 3, and 5, you take 2 and 4. Why should you uproot 3 rows and not uproot 2 rows? So, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan agree, you look at the middle ones and out of here, meaning 2 and 4, you leave 1, 3, and 5, meaning as long as you have an odd number of rows, so it's clear that the rows I'm going to remove in order to create the spacing are the middle rows. If I have an even number of rows, that's what the machlokes is. On my Ramana disagrees. The whole machlokes is when there's odd number of rows. The Rabbanan say, I take the middle, because it's obvious. Rabbanan says, I still don't know which one he really wants. But if it's an even number of rows, which ones, you say that you look at the middle ones as if they're not there, Eilu ve'eilu, how do you know which one? Meaning there, even Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Shimon that you don't say the middle ones are not there because I don't know which one is the middle one. So meaning the more he brings the Machlekes, where is the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon? Is the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon specifically in a even rows? That there Rabbanan say, I look at the middle, it's not there. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I don't know which one. But if it's odd, so then everybody agrees you take at the middle. Or the opposite. When is odd number of rows? That's when Rabbanan say you take out the middle, Rabbi Shimon still disagrees. But it's even number of rows. Everybody agrees that you look at this vineyard as if it's not there at all. Continues the Gemara and says, Ma'u adod taninon, ru'im esem tzoyis ki'ilu einon. When you look at the middle rows as if they're not there, do we look at it as if there's no vines at all? Is it mutter to plant there? So says the Gemara, Omavuno, yes, shemuto lad lois samagabe zroim. You can plant there on top of seeds, on top of grain. Hi, what about kilayim? Because this thing is about to be uprooted, we look at it as if it's empty. Omar Ramano, Ramano disagrees. Ramano is going to say no. While the vines are still there, you're not allowed to plant there. But because they're about to be uprooted, it doesn't affect the shape of the vineyard. Only for that point is considered to be uprooted. And how do we know that? So he says, I'll bring you a raya for we learned in Amud Aleph. Hadam Maseh Alehi. The following, I mean, in other words, our Mishnah is a raya to what we said in Amud Aleph. In a case, they have a vineyard. And outside of the vineyard, you have one row. And that row is not in the right order. So then what? Yosef told us that if you have any zroim, any grain within 6 tfachim of the row, it's a problem. Hakol also, then everything is also. Chutz shisha, if you had a shisha tfachim, kfani mutar is vakerim also. So then the row is mutar because it's out of 6 tfachim, but the vineyard is still also. So what's the raya? So it explains Reb Chaim. But when you have a row next to a vineyard which is not planted in the right order, it's very similar to the case of our Mishnah. That means it's probably going to be uprooted because you don't have the right distance. It's not considered to be the right place. So you're going to take it out. So if you take it out, it's going to be uprooted. Why you have a problem of planting within 6 tefachim to the vines? It should be okay because anyway you can uproot it. You see from here, as long as the tree is still there, although it doesn't affect the shape of the vineyard, you're still not allowed to plant there. You still have an issue of kilayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Mem Zayin.